In Washington state, the recount in the governor's race is over. Republican Dino Rossi has won by 42 votes. His Democratic opponent was the state's Attorney General, Christine Gregoire. Although the Republicans say the 42-vote margin of victory should stand, the Democrats have already called for a statewide recount, this one by hand. Joining us to discuss this is NPR's Wendy Kaufman. And Wendy, 42 votes, that's the margin out of how many votes that were cast?
42 votes out of 2.8 million. That 42-vote differential works out to roughly one vote per county. The state's chief election officer, Secretary of State Sam Reid, said tonight he was shocked and stunned by the margin. We should point out that when this recount began, Rossi was 261 votes ahead of Gregoire. And while she picked up some votes in the recount, Rossi still prevailed.
Well, now that the Democrats have called for a statewide manual recount, what happens next?
Well, in a news conference this afternoon, the Secretary of State said that counties would likely begin recounting the week of December 6th. He expected the tally would be completed just in time for Christmas. His target date was December 23rd. Now, in a manual recount, every vote is counted by two people. There are observers on site, of course, and the mandate is to determine the intent of the voter. So, for example, if a voter filled out a ballot improperly, but his or her intent is clear, the vote must be counted.
Well, do the Democrats actually think that they're likely to prevail in such a recount?
Well, clearly they hope so. According to the Secretary of State, the counties which used optical scanning equipment had the highest number of inconsistencies between the first tally and the second. Now, King County, which includes Seattle and the suburbs and is a Democratic stronghold, used that system. So the Democrats hope they can pick up some votes there.
Well, what if Gregoire were to emerge? She's the Democratic candidate. And what if she were to emerge the victor in the recount? Does she then become the governor?
Well, she does, barring court rulings that would somehow change that. Now, I should point out there have been several statewide recounts in recent years, and none has changed the outcome, though none of the races was anywhere near this close. I think we can expect a lot of legal wrangling ahead. Already, we're seeing Republicans and Democrats from the national parties coming into town. Dino Rossi is out of town today, but his transition team said late this afternoon that a hand recount could trigger lawsuits in every county in the state. And the transition director added ominously, I think, remember those 10,000 lawyers primed for a presidential recount in battleground states? Well, guess where they're coming.
I want you to tell us a bit now about the two candidates for governor in Washington state. First of all, Dino Rossi, who after this first recount is only 42 votes ahead, but that's a lot better than George Bush did in Washington state. It's a lot better than the Republican candidate for U.S. Senate did this year in Washington state. Who is Dino Rossi?
Absolutely true. The 45-year-old Rossi is a former state legislator. He was chairman of the state budget committee. He's a commercial real estate broker and a self-made millionaire. As you've just said, John Kerry won Washington state by a comfortable margin over President Bush. Patty Murray, the incumbent Democratic senator, won by a huge margin. But Rossi was able to convey an image of sort of a populist candidate. He campaigned against government red tape. He said he wanted to bring more jobs to the state. And we should say that Washingtonians often do split votes, believing that divided government is a good thing, supporting, for example, a Republican governor, but voting for Democratic state legislators. In fact, the Democrats gained seats in the state house and will control both houses. We should say one more thing, which is the next governor of Washington, whoever he or she may be, faces some really pressing problems. There's a sizable budget deficit, and transportation and education are huge issues here.
NPR's Wendy Kaufman in Seattle, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert.